NHL season is underway as we speak. The first game of the season started about a half hour, 45 minutes ago, and the Arizona Coyotes will get their turn tomorrow night. Penguins, Flyers right now, they're in the second period. That's the Flyers with a 2-1 lead, but tomorrow night, the Arizona Coyotes will start their season when they host the San Jose Sharks, and joining us right now on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line to preview the Coyotes season and the start of the NHL year, their head coach, Rick Tocchet, who joins us here on the Burns and Gambo Show. How you doing, Toc?
Good. How are you guys doing?
What's going on, buddy? How's the offseason been?
Yeah, it's been interesting. You know, it's been very interesting trying to deal with a lot of stuff, but it's all good. You know, it's hockey's back. We're all excited to play, and I was just why before I was going out with you, I was just watching the first period of the Flyer-Pittsburgh game, so it's exciting to get back in this thing.
Yeah, you know those teams very well, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yeah?
Yeah?
Both teams I play for, but it's nice to see those big rivalry those two teams playing.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, congratulations on what you accomplished, you know, last year with this team. I mean, that Nashville series was fantastic, and you ran into a buzzsaw in Colorado, but just getting the team – you know, as shorthanded as you guys were, man, and with the injuries and everything, you know, getting that team to that point, just congratulations. You had a really good year.
You know what? Listen, we were kind of excited getting to the in that playoff style and winning that first round. But it's a learning lesson for us as for everybody in the organization how, you know, what we need to get there. You know, that's a tough Colorado team. Need another level. So it's good. I mean, it's good for these young guys to see what it's going to take.
The addition of Bill Armstrong as the GM, I think Bill's come in. I think he's got a good plan going forward for how to not tear it down completely, but stay competitive while you're starting to rebuild on the fly with younger players and gaining some assets like the Stepan trade for the second round pick. Give me your thoughts so far on your working relationship with the new GM.
Yeah, the one thing I like about Bill is he realizes where we're at, what we need to go forward. You know, he's we see the game the same way. You know, he knows we have to get grittier. We got to get, we got to get some players in here that the style of players that we want, which is great. You know, and he wants to take a step back and see what he's got and go from there. And we've had great communication, talk every day. It's been great. You know, listen, the training camp's a little bit tough because bodies coming and going. We haven't had a lot of bodies. So we've kind of managed the best, and I think Bill's done a nice job helping me manage this training camp.
You talk about taking a step back and kind of analyzing what you've got. How much of this season do you think is going to be that process of stepping back, evaluating, taking a look? I don't want to use the phrase hitting the reset button, but in a sense, kind of hitting the reset button on the organization. How much of this season is going to be an evaluation by its nature?
Yeah, I think, you know, going into this, this summer's or this offseason, you know, some negativity has kind of hit our franchise, and we had to take a step back, take a look at things. And, I know the Morella group and Javier is really has really made stated, you know, they're in it for the long haul. You know, these guys have given us, you know, they got the resources to make this thing work. Obviously hiring Shane Doan was a big positive for all of us. I'm a big donor fan and going to, you know, bend his ear and, you know, get him involved. So I think, you know, for us, it's all that's a positive news. And we just got to keep the positives. Now we got to get, another level of competitiveness from our players and just start to see where we're at. You know, we got to, you know, obviously we take a hit with the draft picks and stuff, and we got a couple of prospects now, but, you know, I know Bill's, you know, getting that second round is going to help him and get some draft picks to build this thing right. I think that's the step in the right direction.
Don't listen to Dona too much. He seems to like everybody. So everybody's good. Everybody's great. So don't listen to him too much.
That's what I mean. Me, Big Walt, and JR, I mean, you know, every once in a while, you know, you get mad at a rookie or young guys. And I said, how do you get mad at Dona, you know? He said, I used to bust on him because he used to take those long shifts and rip me off. So, I said, how do you get mad at Dona? You know, you want your daughter to marry a Shane Doan. You know, that's
somebody,
how much he treats.
Doug and Wolf had him on this morning. We had him on the other day, and they asked him, did you ever get in a fight with Rick Tocchet? He was like, no, thank God. Like, you know, I only played like two games against him. And he was like, you got these, you know, you make this thing with your eyes. And he goes, even, you know, at your age at that time, you was, you know, you still, you couldn't look at you the wrong way.
Yeah, we used to, you know, we actually had a tough team back in that day too. Like Doner was one, you know, Doner obviously was tough too, but we had a very tough team. And, you know, we used to practice. The one thing I enjoyed about that team with Doner and Caldwell, we practiced hard. There was a lot of competition. Guys, you know, it wasn't easy practices. And, you know, I think that's what made Doner a really great player is, like, you know, he's a competitive guy. And I think early in his career, you learn that from those type of guys.
I like I do like some of the additions. I love that we added an Italian in Caggiula. I like adding another Italian. That's always more Italians, the better. But John Larson and John Hayden and Tyler Pitlick, but the Brassard one, you know, you lose Stepan, who I think underachieved here, and you bring in a guy like Derek Brassard, who's got a lot of experience and has been in a lot of games and just a veteran player and tough. Give me your thoughts on the newcomers and what you're expecting from them.
Yeah, I've really liked Brassard has actually really impressed me in camp. You know, like, you know, I know the last couple of years haven't gone his way, but he seems like a renewed vigor here. Like, he sees a chance where he can play some minutes for us. We need that veteran leadership. You know, we lost a lot of veteran leadership here, you know, with the guys that have left. So he's really come in there. Pitlick, I've really liked. A really good, solid, up-and-down winger, does the right things, good skater. You know, Grady Caggiula, a young guy that we picked up, Bill picked up late, who can play up and down the lineup. You know, he's a small guy, but he plays bigger than his size, and that's really helped. So, you know, now we lost a bunch of penalties. Now we got to find penalty killers. So that's the one key that we've been really searching for the last 11 days. You know, losing Steffi, listen, he was a big part of the team, a right-handed draw man. So we're going to have to find somebody to be able to replace that. So we got some situations we're going to have to try to find who can do certain things in certain situations. But those three guys have really come in and done a nice job, I think, so far in camp.
Rick Tocchet, head coach of the Coyotes. They open their season tomorrow against the Sharks. He joins us here on the Burns and Gambo show. Is there a concern? And if so, how much of a concern is there of maybe an over-reliance on goaltending this year with the roster that you've built? Is that something that worries you, Coach?
Well, listen, you know, we've struggled to score goals, especially under pressure. You know, we've talked about analytics-wise. You know, I told the players today, you know, we're not a good slot shot team, so that means we're not getting inside. So the Kellers, the Smoltz, the Kessels, they got to get inside to score goals. So they know that. You know, we talked about it last year. You know, we got to get these guys inside. That's where the goals are. You know, yeah, you want to get those shots outside every once in a while, and if they go in, great. But the inside shot is something that we've been weak here. We've really stressed it a lot. I mean, I've been stressing a lot this year. So, you know, especially the fourth year guys, you know, it's got to be in your DNA. You got to be able to go to that middle of the ice, and you got to create. Even if you don't get the puck, you're going to create space for somebody else. So that's one thing we've really talked about in camp, being willing to go to the net, be willing to go to that slot. And we have guys that are capable. It's just a matter of, you know, that you got to be able to go there and do it consistently. That's all the good teams have those players because they do it consistently, and we got to get to graduate to that next level.
Yeah, I do hope with some of the players that were brought in, we can get some leadership here, because that's something that was certainly lacking on this team last year is just leadership. There just wasn't any, and I think that some of these new guys may be able to chip in. Let me ask you about Antti Raanta. How important is it in a short season like this, with so many games being played in a short amount of time? You know, you're going to have to really manage this. I mean, to win games, you need Kemper, but you also can't run Kemper into the ground, so Raanta's got to play a lot. When he's healthy, he's a capable backup. How do you feel you're going to manage that situation early?
You know, I think that's the advantage we have on other teams in our division. Our 1-2 punch, even Hill, you know, he's one of the if teams are going to be carrying three goalies. Every team's going to be carrying three goalies. And, you know, I got to tell you, and I know I'm biased, but if you go 1-2-3 in the league, I think we're as good as anybody, if not, you know, one of the top of the team. So we rely on our goaltending, and that's the way we're built, you know, and, you know, with some structure and playing defense. And obviously I'd like to open it up and score goals. But obviously the backbone of our is guys like Rantz, who can come in there and give us some really good games. You know, like, you know, you're right. You can, especially with this COVID, the way things have been going, you got to have everybody ready at all times. you know, having the third goalie, maybe you can get a goalie a day off to practice, and you just have the other goalie practice. That's a big key, too. So you can save some mileage on a goalie just for practices. So we're going to manage that. Corey Schwab does a hell of a job as a goalie coach with me, helping me manage that situation. So we'll do like we did in the last couple of years. Just hopefully keep Rance healthy. That's a big key for us.
Coach, as always, we appreciate the conversation. We look forward to talking to you throughout the course of the season. Best of luck this year. Best of luck tomorrow night against San Jose, and welcome back. We're very glad to have you back.
Thanks, boys. It's great to hear you guys' voices again.
All right, Todd, we'll talk to you soon. Give me a call later.
See you, buddy. Yeah, I will.